Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Guns N' Roses.
I don't think I've heard this version.
The famous cover?
Yeah, that's a big cover. Yeah. That we played on YSP a lot.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard that version.
Oh, really?
Oh, the Guns N' Roses one? Yeah.
It's probably better than the original. Yeah, like Bob Dylan's all right.
Yeah. I have more respect for Bob Dylan than I like Bob Dylan. Like, I read a book about classic rock. I read about Bob Dylan. I'm like, Bob Dylan was cool. But then I listen to the music, and I think, Bob Dylan kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But he was definitely cool. But he did maybe kind of suck. This segment, sponsored by NJM Insurance, it's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So things were going well for the Flyers. Mm-hmm. And then I guess they weren't going well.
Lost two over the weekend at the old Xfinity Mobile Arena.
At the barn.
At the X.
And Rick Tocchet, new head coach Rick Tocchet, Flyers legend Rick Tocchet, called into question some of the effort of the players.
I'm an honest guy. Like, I mean, I'm not ripping our players, but we need some guys to get some will. You know, I think we have a couple of guys last two, three games are accepting. That's just another hockey. I mean, the fans pay a lot of money here to watch games. And I don't think we gave them a half-decent product the last two games. I think they were kind of a boring game. And it falls on myself. I got to get these guys to start to show some will so that it was, you know, the Flyer fans, if they see some will, they'll cheer you on. If they don't, you're going to get booed.
I love how he starts it off with, I'm not ripping the players.
Yeah.
But they got to show some will. These games suck. You're kind of ripping the players.
Yeah.
I like it. You know, they're a young team that you bring in a coach with some cachet.
Yeah.
You got to be able to call that out. I don't have a problem with that.
I'll just say this.
Yeah.
Let's not go to the well too often with this.
Oh, sure.
That was the last guy.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not saying you can't coach your players hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say, start with me, yourself first.
Not second.
Yes. Not second. Yeah. Starts because I'm just saying, if I'm a player, and he's a former player, so he should know this. The last thing a player wants to feel like is that you're separating yourself from us.
Yeah. And it was sort of a throw-in at the end.
Yeah. Like that's kind of your job as the head coach is to get them to play that way.
Yeah.
Like, that's your job.
If they're not trying hard, that's when the coach gets fired.
Yes.
You can't fire all the players.
You can't fire the players. So yeah.
Also, we're like nine games in.
That's what I'm saying. And it's early. Like, it's early. That's why I said, don't go to that too often now. We just got you here, and we all love the fact that you're here. But that will run thin on players at some point if you're doing that too much.
I'm not ripping the players, But man, these guys suck.
Well, it sounds like this, sounds like he's taking a shot at Michkov. I mean, come on, man. You're a young leader on the team, little fat. Chunky.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
on, man. He wants guys to block shots with the pucks like LaPierre.
Oh, my goodness. Ian LaPerriere. Yes. That still is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Block the puck with his face.
Man, my goodness.
So good.
Are we going to have Flyers in 50 on Wednesday?
I don't care. Eagles Tower.
No.
Rhodes, are we back? Are we all good now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're fine.
Okay.
We're fine. And after this, all of a sudden, we're back.
Yeah, we got to have him after this.
Yeah.
We need his thoughts on this.
I tell you what, as a Philadelphian, him talking about those guys paid a lot of good money to be here.
Yep.
That hit me in the heart. I'm a tox. What's his nickname? Talkie? Talkie?
Well, there's
another thing, too.
Talkie.
Well, with the Flyers, I guess, one of the Flyers nicknamed him Taco.
Taco?
Yeah. Nah,
I like
Taco.
I like that one, yeah.
Like, I like Talk.
Talk.
Yeah.
Talkie.
Don't throw the players to the fans. That was also, he handed his players over to the fans.
Yeah, it's two organizations have done that in the last 2 weeks.
In this city?
In this city.
Yeah, I do pay harder money to come down there.
They'll boo you. I'm like, what? I couldn't believe you said that. I'm like, hold on.
Dude, he gets it. He wants more muckers and grinders, and so do I.
Yep.
All right.
As I mentioned, this segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJMinsurance.com to learn more. 215-592-9494. Tony in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Tony?
Spike, you said, I don't know any Dolphin fans I can call and question about Jalen Phillips. Well, I'm the biggest Dolphin fan in Philadelphia. I've been a Dolphin fan since 1970.
Wow.
I know this team inside and out. Let me tell you what's going on with Jalen Phillips. Once in a game, I broke my ankle, the lateral medial malleus, the fibula and tibula. Both of them.
What was the first one called?
Yeah, it sounds made up.
Lateral and medial malleus.
Just say ankle.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. But I'm telling you the extent of it. And when he tore his Achilles. What happened with Jalen Phillips, he rushed back too fast. When you have an Achilles injury, it takes time. He came back in like week four after going out around week eight or nine of the previous season. He came back, and then he tore his ACL. When you go through injuries like that, psychologically, you're more tentative when you're back on the field because you feel as though psychologically something's going to happen again. They're getting a stud in him. He's going to be fine. Nobody's coming around that left corner. He's a left end. He's solid. He's a dog. That's why he wanted to get back on the field so fast. But Fangio had him. He know what he get in him. And I think even when Saquon had his injury, you can come back. But there's a psychological, emotional period that you go through when you get an injury like that.
That makes sense. Yeah. I think we see that all the time. We saw it with Trey and his hamstring last year.
Yep.
I think we're seeing a little bit of it with Embiid as he is working himself back in. So that makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah.
And he had back-to-back injuries, right?
He had the Achilles 1 year, ACL the next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, because he rushed back too fast. You got to give that injury time to heal. And he wanted to get back on the field too fast.
All right, Tony. So,
that's right, but they got a stud, man. Trust me.
I like it. All right. Tony, next question. Give us your favorite cover song.
You know I'm old, man.
It's okay. We're old. We're all old.
No. I'm 70.
Okay.
You never heard this one. Happy trails to you, Roy Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Until we meet again.
Oh, my gosh, Mike, you don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
Happy trails to you.
Oh, man. Y'all taking me back, boy.
Yes, sir.
All right, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the call. Doesn't everybody know that song? I thought.
Well, Fritz definitely does. Oh, yeah.
No shot. No. Is that the burger chain?
We grew up in an era where they showed Westerns on TV a lot, and we watched it.
Yeah,
we watched
that
a lot
song.
Of Westerns. But
didn't your brother force you guys to watch Star Trek and Westerns?
All the time, man. All the time. That's the reason to this day I still hate Star Trek, man. I can't. It's the worst. It's the worst.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are the Dodgers good for baseball? Uh-oh. Is the question. What do you think, Ike?
I would say yes, they are.
What do you think the response is?
I'll still say yes. I'll say, but slightly. I'm pretty sure some people think the billion-dollar roster is not good. I understand that. So I'll go slightly more people don't like it. Let's go 58%.
So it's 69% no.
No.
Okay. No. So the ratings came in, and they had 26 million people watching Game 7, which the World Series averaged about 11 million more people per game than the NBA Finals did.
So, no shocker.
That is it's a pretty big number. Yeah. Here's, I sort of think this way, and just to relate it to the NBA for a second. I thought the Heat were good for the NBA, the LeBron Heat. I don't think the Durant Warriors were good for the NBA. And I think the difference, I like having an enemy. I think the difference was the Durant Warriors were so good that it made it seem like the season was a waste of time.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, until he got injured, it was.
So the
Heat. That's what Toronto won.
Yes.
When he got injured, yeah.
The Heat were beatable.
Yep.
They were great. They were interesting. They were bad guys.
And they weren't good prior to.
Right.
They hadn't won.
Yes. It almost seemed like the Warriors were cheating.
Yeah.
To a certain extent. And it made the regular season kind of a waste. No one thought they could lose.
Yep.
But I did think, I like the end. I think the other thing that happened with the Heat is the Heat became bad guys. The Warriors were never bad guys.
No.
Steph Curry's not a bad guy. Maybe, but the team.
Durant maybe
a little.
Bit, but the team did not become a bad guy team.
So I think the Dodgers. Jack, I want to know what you think. I think the Dodgers right now are good for baseball. If the Dodgers were to, this offseason, go get two more giant free agents and run through the league again next year, I think it gets to a point where everybody's like, well, what are we even cheering for? And I think there's a difference. I think this year the Dodgers, the story of the Dodgers was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Also having Ohtani doesn't help. Yep. It doesn't hurt either.
Yeah.
But I think there's a point to where if they keep winning, it'll be bad for baseball.
Yeah, I guess. I'm going to ask you this. And this is a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Were the Yankees bad for baseball in that 90s era?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was fine.
I mean, they were like the hunted team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think they had the Dodgers, like, smoke the Blue Jays. You know, it goes five or whatever, it goes four. I think people would be like,
I agree.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
But the fact they went seven and they were one pitch or two outs away from winning the World Series and it was a tightly contested game.
Yeah.
But I do agree, like, if they add Kyle Tucker this offseason on top of everything they did, it gets a little bit of, this is pretty stupid.
Well, and here's the other thing that happened with the Dodgers is, so in that game seven, and actually in the World Series in general, Blake Snell pitched. Blake Snell, I think, pitched 15 games during the regular season. Only pitched at the end of the year.
It's crazy.
So, what's his name? The long hair guy.
Glasnow.
Tyler Glasnow. Same deal. Didn't pitch. Roky Sasaki didn't pitch in that game, but basically didn't pitch all year.
Now, that was because of performance.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, but just wasn't there.
Didn't have the wear and tear on the arm.
Nope.
The fact that they could...
Well, Shohei didn't pitch until...
Oh, and Shohei didn't pitch.
Late August.
So, yeah. And Shohei did. The fact that they could win 95 games... And basically tell their three best pitchers, you don't have to pitch until mid-August. And then they're able to, you know, I saw a lot of Dave, well, what a masterclass by Dave Roberts. And sure, I guess the defensive replacement worked. But boy, it's much easier to have a masterclass when in game seven, you have three starters that have pitched so little during the regular season that they can all go on short rest, and they're all dominant pitchers. Shohei Ohtani, dominant. Tyler Glasnow, dominant. Blake Snell, dominant. People will notice that they're doing this at some point.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yamamoto won the MVP.
Dude, 96 pitches on Friday and coming back and going 2 2/3 to close it out.
Dude, that's why. When you're talking about the Dodgers being good or bad, sometimes I just want to separate it from the players. Because players are just out there trying to win.
Yeah.
Yamamoto, that was probably the best performance I've ever seen in a World Series from anybody, ever.
He won three games.
And to start game six and
all
then come
the
in
too.
And close game seven, is two and a third, is that what he pitched in game seven?
2 2/3, yeah.
It's just it's unbelievable.
With the complete game in game two.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
What a run.
Yeah, and you know, if you're the Dodgers, too, Jack, you talked about them this offseason maybe going and signing Kyle Tucker. The whole lockout, on some level, is about the Dodgers. And if they are worried about something changing in 2 years...
They're going to get it done next year.
Right? When a lot of the other teams don't want to spend money, go out there and just load up. Because you look at their lineup, Jack mentioned this to me earlier, but they're not spring chickens. You know, Freddie Freeman's older. Mookie Betts is older. Mm-hmm. You know, Teoscar Hernandez, I think, is 33 or 34.
Kike can't do this forever.
Well, he probably will. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I think it was good this year, but I think there's a world in which it's not good anymore.
Yeah.
You know? 215-592-9490. Do you watch, did everybody watch game seven? Watch the whole game?
Oh, yeah.
Fell asleep in the eighth and then woke back up right before the Will Smith home run and then rewatched in the morning and didn't realize all the crazy. I kind of just like watched the end and went to bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Hoffman thing was crazy.
Yeah.
Miguel Rojas, who killed the Phillies when he was a Marlin, doing that. And then the two bases loaded plays.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Rojas stumbling, firing home, and then the Pajas catch.
He makes that throw falling backwards. Was unbelievable. And I thought they might overturn it. And I thought to myself, is this how the World Series is going to end?
You see the replay 100 times, and I'm still like,
Yeah. No. Well, he was stumbling backwards and was able to throw a freaking strike at home. Meanwhile, Trey, a little bit to his left, he throws it to the opposite side of the plate.
But I was told that Trey's defense.
It's the most impossible play in baseball, the one that Trey made. God.
But think about it. It's those little things that cost us that series.
Well,
at least cost us a chance to have game five back here.
The little things.
The Dodgers defensively, too, the defense matters. Dude, and how about that catch from Pajas?
Oh, my goodness.
Where he knocks over Kike Hernandez.
Yeah, Kike Hernandez, man. Yeah, that game had a lot of, it was like a little roller coaster there,
man. One of the best baseball games of all time.
And you know, if I'm up at 12:30 still watching it.
Yeah. It was good. My wife and I went to the movies.
All of it, man.
I came home sixth inning. After the movies. And I said, oh, here we go. I was still awake, made it through the whole game. I was pretty proud of myself.
What movie did you see?
Begonia.
Nice.
With Emma Stone.
Emma Stone still acting?
Yeah.
That's a Superbad girl, right?
Yes.
All right.
Same girl.
All right. Never a doubt.
The premise is these two guys believe she's the head of a company, believe she is an alien, and she is killing all of the people on the planet, and they kidnap her to get her to admit it. And that is the framing of the story.
Nice.
Not going to tell you what happens.
All right.
Is she an alien? Is she not an alien? You have to see it to find out.
Is Wemby an alien?
Only if aliens scored 9 points. Shy in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
Jack, don't ever diss my favorite band again.
Limp Bizkit? Right?
You're like 21. What do you know about Limp Bizkit?
It's all I listen to, dude.
Yeah.
Are you in love with the Nookie?
Yeah,
what?
Dude, that's how I get through my day when I don't get any.
Oh, you want to wake up one day, you want to break stuff? Is that, you're such a mad guy?
All right, well,
I wanna
stop?
I want to break your face for saying that.
Yeah.
Anyways, like with the Dodgers, I mean, I think we all know there's going to be a lockout next year. I don't necessarily think there should be a salary cap.
Not next year, 2 years.
Yeah, 27.
Whatever it is. 27. I don't think there should be a salary cap, but I do think there should be a salary floor. I think
there's not going to be a floor without a cap.
Well, teams should be forced to spend.
You know, I agree.
Like the Reds are a small market team. They just made the wild card. There's some money there. Like, go out and, you know,
I agree.
There's cracking heads.
I agree. There's too many teams that are not spending in baseball. I agree with that. But there's also something, forgetting about how rich the Dodgers are, and they're rich. I saw some people comparing it to John Middleton. Let me tell you, the difference between the group that owns the Dodgers and John Middleton is they have the main guy of the Dodgers, like almost $400 billion. That's not John Middleton.
Yeah,
yeah, that's Cohen, and it's the Dodgers. That's it. But the deferrals is nonsense. Like, they essentially deferred, you know, they've deferred almost all of Ohtani's contract.
Yeah.
Like, that's why their salary, you look at their salary number, and everybody says, oh, it's not that much more than everybody else. Well, you realize they're not paying Ohtani this year, you know. So yeah. I agree there should be a floor, but they have to find some way to even
got
it.
This, man. We have to.
Well, Ohtani should be in jail if it was up to me.
I agree. He should be in jail.
But
he bet on
anyways,
baseball.
I saw a crazy thing, like a statistic where TV deals. The Dodgers have like a $100 million TV deal, and a team like the Brewers have a $40 million TV deal. So it's definitely more difficult, but teams should be forced to spend.
Well, the Phillies deal is not, the TV deal is not what the Dodgers is, but the Dodgers were lucky in that they signed the deal in 2014, and I think it pays them $300 million a year. It's like a $30 billion deal or something. Yeah.
But as far as the Eagles, you know, we sit at 6-2 right now. I'm pretty comfortable. You know, we play the Packers. I think that's going to be a massacre next Monday. They're without Tucker Kraft. I think Jalen's playing the best football he's been playing all year.
A massacre?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think it's going to be a 20-point differential game.
Come on.
We haven't beat anybody.
Serious.
I'm
serious.
We haven't beat only. I think we only beat the Chiefs by 20. That's it.
The Giants.
Off the bye, dude.
Oh, that's right. We just beat the Giants.
And they're coming off a bad loss against the Panthers.
Yeah, but that means
that was embarrassing.
Yeah, but that means they could be locked in.
Yeah,
I actually think they were overlooking the Carolina Panthers. Because they know we play them next Monday night.
Shy, you know 2 weeks ago we got our ass kicked by the Giants.
No, well, that was a fluke game.
Oh, okay.
That was a fluke game. Then what would we do to them the next week or the next 2 weeks?
I understand.
We beat them down. Yeah, we beat them down.
I understand.
We beat the crap out of them.
I get it.
I'm pretty comfortable. I like the Jalen Phillips addition. I like that wasn't the first trade they made. As far as Jaire Alexander, I mean, what, he's played two games this year. He was a healthy scratch for the other ones. I have a question. Is he like a locker room cancer? Because that's what I hear. Like, that's the rumors I hear, that he's not a great locker room guy. Not saying it matters, but.
No, it does matter. What do you mean? It does.
Yeah, but we had CJGJ. I mean, we won the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was here early, and believe me, he ruffled enough feathers in there, which is why he wasn't here after the first loss. And he also is not here now, even though they won.
They brought him back.
No, I agree, out of desperation, and I agree with you. All I'm saying is that I don't need Jaire Alexander coming in being anything but an asset to this team. Being fortunate that he's getting an opportunity to play with a team that has a chance to win, and how can he contribute? I would imagine if I'm the Eagles, if he's anything but that, he's cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has to go.
I compare it to the Bader trade. I mean, now you don't have any, like, you have a set guy at the cornerback two position, depending on how he plays. So I'm pretty happy with where we're at. I still think we can go back to back.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Shy, what for next question? Give us your favorite cover song.
I'm gonna say "Behind Blue Eyes" by Limp Bizkit.
Another Limp Bizkit one, and I believe
that the cover.
Yeah, so it is the cover of the Who's "Behind Blue Eyes," and I believe it is better than the original one, which is a take that gets me murdered most of the time, but I do believe it is better.
Did you throw that take out in your rock radio days?
I do.
Did you take phone calls on it?
I did not take calls on it, but I do believe. They performed that song, the final concert at the Vet, they played with Metallica, and he did that song standing on the pitcher's mound in the middle of the field.
So are you into any of the rock groups now?
Yeah, some of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Come on, man. I'm trying to stay young.
Yeah.
You know, me and all the cool kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
I told you I got to connect you with my son.
Yes.
Elijah, man. I got to connect y'all, man.
Yeah. Your son looks like he dresses like I'm his dad. Yeah. I see him dressing. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Sounds like, hey, This is more like,
yes.
Yeah,
he definitely is not dressing like me.
No, yes, no, sure. No. Yeah. 215-592-9494.
I had to let that register for me.
Yeah, well, it's a compliment, just so we get it out there.
Yeah, that's all good.
I dress pretty cool.
You do. You know. You do.
All right, 215-592.
For a rock guy.
Yeah, you know. 215-592-9494. We'll go a little around the lake next. You want to go around the lake?
Yeah.
See what happens? Around
all
the
these
lake?
Scrubs.
Yeah, losers.
Idiots.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fridge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.